at CIMMYT's Sandhya Rajaram Experimental Station in Toluca, advances in genomics, accelerated breeding, disease resistance, physiology, and agronomy are helping scientists anticipate emerging threats and develop solutions for wheat farmers in Mexico and around the world. Wheat production faces increasingly complex pressures. Diseases continue to evolve, while drought, heat, water scarcity, salinity, rising production costs, and changing quality requirements challenge farmers and wheat value chains across regions. Because developing new sources of resistance and better adapted varieties requires years of continuous research, protecting future harvests depends on maintaining the scientific capacity to anticipate risks and develop solutions before they become critical. This challenge framed the CIMMYT Wheat Field Day at the Sandhya Rajaram Experimental Station in Toluca, Mexico, held under the theme Future-Proofing Wheat, Accelerating Disease Resistance for Global Food Security. Scientists, farmers, government representatives, embassies, investors, agri-food companies, and research partners gathered to see how research conducted in Mexico contributes to a broader scientific effort to safeguard wheat production. Throughout the day, participants explored how genetic diversity, genomics-based pre-breeding, accelerated breeding, bred and durum wheat improvement, disease resistance, physiology, and sustainable agronomy connect within a continuous process of innovation. Connecting genetic diversity with future wheat varieties. CIMMYT conserves approximately 120,000 wheat accessions, providing genetic diversity that researchers can explore for characteristics associated with disease resistance, drought and heat tolerance, nutrient use efficiency, and other breeding priorities. Genomics-based pre-breeding helps identify and transfer useful characteristics from diverse genetic materials into germplasm that breeding programs can use. Current priorities include resistance to rusts, fusarium head blight, wheat blast, and septoria, alongside agronomic and physiological characteristics that can improve crop performance. In Toluca, controlled environment facilities accelerate the advancement of generations through extended periods of light, controlled temperatures, dense planting, and early seed harvesting. Selected materials then return to the field for evaluation of targeted characteristics, agronomic performance, and grain yield. Together, these approaches help shorten breeding cycles and reduce the time required to move promising genetic material through the improvement process. Anticipating disease threats. The Sandhya Rajaram Experimental Station plays a strategic role in wheat disease research. Toluca provides conditions for evaluating materials against diseases, including yellow rust, septoria, and fusarium head blight, enabling scientists to identify and combine new sources of resistance. Because wheat pathogens continue to evolve, resistance requires continuous evaluation, disease characterization, and access to genetic diversity. Research in Toluca connects with international testing environments and national breeding programs. Across CIMMYT's global network, more than 100,000 advanced wheat lines are evaluated annually, allowing promising materials to be tested under diverse conditions and knowledge and germplasm to be shared among partners. These capabilities can also strengthen disease surveillance and early warning systems. Connecting field observations, disease characterization, international research networks, and sources of genetic resistance can help countries identify emerging threats and prepare responses before outbreaks threaten production and food security. Science across the production system. The field day also highlighted research on how wheat uses water, light, and nutrients, and how genetic improvements perform within different production systems. Research on biological nitrification inhibition, for example, examines wheat's capacity to influence nitrogen transformations in the soil, with potential implications for improving nitrogen use efficiency and reducing losses. Work on bred wheat, durum wheat, and triticale also connects genetic improvement with quality, processing, and agri-food value chains, including research relevant to global pasta chains and dairy production systems. From research to farmers. Scientific progress reaches farmers through regional evaluation and validation, collaboration with national research institutions, and effective public and private seed multiplication systems. Plant health institutions, producers, and the agri-food industry also help connect research with production needs, quality requirements, and markets. From CIMMYT's headquarters in the state of Mexico and experimental stations such as Toluca, research developed in Mexico connects with national institutions and a global network of wheat research and breeding programs. Sustaining this capacity requires long-term collaboration and investment in germplasm, infrastructure, specialized scientific teams, and evaluation networks. For Mexico and other wheat-producing countries, these capabilities provide a platform for collaboration around research, plant health, and food security priorities. Through CIMMYT's global networks, germplasm, knowledge, methodologies, and tools developed in Mexico can be shared as global public goods, extending their value to farmers and food systems across regions. The science presented in Toluca demonstrates how sustained research can shorten the time between identifying a threat and developing a response, while strengthening countries' capacity to protect wheat production. As pressures on the crop continue to evolve, maintaining this scientific capacity will be essential to the future of wheat and global food security.